From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. According to an administration official, President Obama is preparing to tell the nation tonight that he will send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan to reverse the gains made by al-Qaeda and the Taliban in that country. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president will declare an endgame for U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan and say it's in sight.
This will not be nation building. This will not be an open-ended commitment.
The 30,000 additional troops will bring the total U.S. troop force to more than 100,000. Many lawmakers in the president's own party are skeptical that sending more troops and spending billions of more dollars on Afghanistan will solve the problem. Mr. Obama will deliver the primetime speech at West Point. The son of a powerful family in the southern Philippines has been charged with multiple counts of murder in connection with last month's political massacre. Dwali Saikautau has more.
Prosecutors have filed at least 25 counts of murder against Andal Ampatuan Jr., a town mayor on the Philippine island of Mindanao. The lead prosecutor said they have strong evidence from at least 10 witnesses to link Ampatuan Jr. to last week's massacre. Gunmen had abducted a convoy of at least 57 people and reportedly killed them using machetes and rifles. The dead included some 30 journalists. On Monday, in the country's capital, an estimated 1,000 journalists and activists demonstrated to demand justice for what international groups say is the single worst attack on the media. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
An ex-convict in Seattle suspected of killing four police officers on Sunday was shot and killed early this morning by an officer checking out a stolen car. Police had been looking for Maurice Clemens since the shootings inside a coffee shop Sunday morning. NPR's Martin Costi says police arrested at least four people in the Seattle area who they believe assisted Clemens in eluding police.
Police have been putting a lot of pressure on Clemens' acquaintances and family members in this area. Last night, they apparently arrested several people who they believe were aiding him in getting away from the police. They now say those people are facing charges.
NPR's Martin Costi reporting from Seattle. Police say Clemens began to run away when the lone policeman who spotted him near a stolen car ordered him to stop and put his hands in the air. He was killed on the spot. Police say more friends or relatives of Clemens could be arrested later today. The International Council of Shopping Centers is scaling back its November sales growth forecast as consumers fall behind in their holiday bargain shopping compared with a year ago. Some economists are predicting that November sales at stores open at least a year will be up 3-4% compared with more than a 7% drop a year ago. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 123 points to 10,470. The Nasdaq is also up 32 points to 2177. This is NPR News. The latest economic reports indicate the country is plodding along on a gradual track of recovery. Manufacturing activity, construction spending, and contracts to buy existing homes were all higher. A private trade group says its measure of economic activity read 53.6 in November, down from 55.7 in October, but any reading above 50 represents growth. Construction spending was up ever so slightly, indicating growth last month, and homebuyer signing contracts for existing homes rose for the ninth month in a row. Reports say North Korea has sharply revalued its currency for the first time in 17 years, causing chaos in stores across the country. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
For the first time in 17 years, North Korea is revaluing its currency. It's basically knocking two zeros off the value of its banknotes, changing old notes for new at the rate of 100-1. One diplomat in Pyongyang said all markets nationwide have been closed while the new notes are issued. A journalist for China's Xinhua news agency based in North Korea said all shops had also stopped trading since they were waiting for new prices to be announced. Foreign embassies in North Korea were informed that new notes will be issued over the next week. Analysts say the move is aimed at tackling high inflation and battling corruption. Its effect will also be to tighten government control over the masses. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says the Federal Emergency Management Agency is giving the state more than $1.5 million for flood recovery operations in the Cedar Falls area. Harkin says Cedar Falls officials will use the FEMA funds to acquire flooded areas and convert them into green space. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.